Well, we are very worried about a recent campaign by the government of Hungary, which shows those people fleeing war and conflict as criminals, invaders, and terrorists. And this, in our view, is not helpful. It's not the first time that the government of Hungary has this type of campaign in that promotes intolerance and fear of refugees and foreigners. But we are very concerned that a government is fueling in this way xenophobia against people who are fleeing human rights violations, torture and persecution in their home countries, and also those who are fleeing for or coming to Europe for economic reasons. People are who come to Europe looking for protection or a better life deserve to be treated in a humane way, and their rights need to be respected.
As you said, it's not the first time that Hungary is dealing with this kind of campaign, so it's not really a surprise.
No, we have seen similar campaigns and statements by government officials in the past, as well as policies that are very tough and very contrary to the welfare of refugees and migrants. And we have spoken against these policies in the past, and we are doing so again.
And this campaign plans to run for 2 months. But are you concerned about the impact on public opinion?
Yes, we are, because people look at their leaders for guidance, and politicians should show responsibility. They should help to explain to the public the wider context in which their policies operate, and they should also stress and acknowledge the reasons why refugees are coming to Europe after having undergone tragedies and loss, and in many cases trauma, and the need for hope and dignity and protection. And these are some of the core European values. Hungary, as part of the common European system, is looked upon to contribute to this joint effort, and we would expect the political leaders to contribute to better understanding, tolerance and respect for human rights.
The Council of Europe and UNHCR have joined voices to call on the Hungarian leadership to adopt the true spirit of humanity. But what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, this shows the concern that we all share about these policies, and that shows that the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights, the Council of Europe and UNHCR have joined in this statement to call the government of Hungary to refrain from policies and practices that promote intolerance, fear, and that fuel xenophobia against refugees and migrants.
William Splinder, what are your latest figures of refugees and migrants reaching Europe by sea?
The latest figures available, some almost 970,000 people have crossed the Mediterranean Sea, over 800,000 have arrived in Greece, and some 150,000 in Italy, and smaller numbers to Spain and Malta. And this is the largest number of displaced people that Europe has seen, at least since the 90s, when the wars in the former Yugoslavia displaced millions of people. And it's part of our concern that Europe should react in a coordinated fashion to these arrivals. At the moment, a few countries are receiving the vast majority of the refugees. They are having the lion's share of the responsibility of providing for them, taking care of them, and we don't think that this is right. It's not sustainable. It's not fair. And we call on all European countries to play a role, to help countries such as Germany that are seeing the most arrivals, but also countries such as Sweden that per capita have received the most refugees this year, and other countries that continue to see the most arrivals, Greece notably, because of the high number of people who are landing there, although most of them do not stay. The impact on society and the economy is considerable.